This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Republicans are renewing their call for a special session to address high property tax rates. At the same time, they're rallying against Proposition HH. That ballot measure is Democrats' answer to the issue. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Republicans want to expand the senior homestead property tax exemption, reduce income taxes, and lower property tax assessments. Senate Minority Leader Paul Lundeen.
We will continue to fight to make life more affordable for the people of Colorado because it's getting out of control. Quite frankly, that's an understatement.
One Democrat called it a publicity stunt and said Proposition HH is the most balanced way to reduce property taxes without undercutting funding for classrooms and first responders. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Mount Blue Sky is the new name for the 14er formerly known as Mount Evans, but CPR's Elaine Tassie reports the 74,000-acre wilderness area that surrounds it still carries the old name. That could change, too.
The renaming of Mount Evans Wilderness, which surrounds the 14er now called Mount Blue Sky, requires an act of Congress, and that process is now starting. Last week, Congress members Jonah Goose and Brittany Pedersen introduced legislation to change its name to Mount Blue Sky Wilderness. In a hearing on Wednesday before the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources, the U.S. Department of Agriculture supported the bill in written testimony, saying that changing its name would align it with the new name of the mountain. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Colorado Public Health monitors list the Front Range's air quality as moderately unhealthy today. A thick blanket of fog hung over the Denver metro area this morning. That's part of the reason fog can trap dirty air closer to the surface. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.